History loves a good plot twist, right? But what if one of the biggest ones involved, well, Christopher Columbus, we're talking about the man who discovered America, what if what we know about him is wrong? And this isn't just speculation, we're talking cutting-edge genetic research here. Get ready to deep dive into a fascinating mystery.
Ah.
So picture Spain this week. It's their national day, October 12th. Big celebration, right? Commemorating Columbus's arrival in the Americas. But there's this new documentary causing a stir, making some waves, you could say, with a pretty explosive claim. Could Columbus actually be descended from the very people Spain expelled that same year? Sephardic Jews. Talk about historical irony, right? We got this recent article from The Guardian, breaks down the documentary's findings, the reactions. Let's dive in. At the center of this whole thing is this geneticist, José Antonio Lorente. Spent the last 20 years studying DNA from Columbus and his son, Fernando. And get this, they both have these genetic markers. I'm quoting here, compatible with Sephardic Jewish ancestry. Okay, compatible doesn't exactly sound like a slam dunk. So help us unpack this a bit. What does that mean, scientifically speaking, in terms of actual proof?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Compatible, in this context, it just means there's a possible link to Sephardic Jewish ancestry. Doesn't necessarily mean direct lineage, though. Think of it this way. DNA testing, it can tell you if you had ancestors from a certain region, a certain group, but it can't tell you definitively if you're a direct descendant of a specific person within that group. It's a piece of the puzzle, for sure, but not the whole picture.
So where does that leave us with Columbus's origins? I mean, we can't even pinpoint his birthplace for sure. How can we say anything definitive about his ancestry?
Right, and that's the challenge. Even with DNA evidence, tracing ancestry this far back, it's incredibly complex. Lorente's team, they used this process of elimination. They looked at places like Genoa, where Columbus is traditionally thought to have been from, but they didn't find a significant Jewish presence there, not during that time period. So ruled it out based on the evidence.
Which leads us to this mind-blowing possibility. What if Columbus was Sephardic Jewish? And again, we're working with a big if here. The irony is almost too perfect. 1492, the year he sets sail, is the same year Spain launches the Spanish Inquisition and expels the Jews. What are the historical ramifications if that connection, if it turns out to be true?
Well, it would fundamentally change how we see Columbus, his motivations, everything. It adds this whole other layer of complexity to his story, to our understanding of that whole period.
But not everyone's buying it, are they? Lorente's findings, I mean, we've got geneticists like Antonio Alonso, Rodrigo Barquera, they're expressing doubts, serious doubts. What are their main concerns?
There's skepticism. It's understandable. The documentary, it didn't release the raw data from the DNA analysis. And in the scientific community, that's a big deal. Usually findings like these, they go through this rigorous peer review before they're made public.
So it's not just about one study, one researcher making a claim. It's about the scientific community all coming together, evaluating the evidence, challenging assumptions, to ultimately get to a shared understanding of the truth.
Exactly. Science, it thrives on that kind of debate, that scrutiny. That's how we make sure findings are reliable, that they're accurate.
Okay, so we've got DNA evidence, intriguing, but not conclusive. A historical what if with huge implications and a healthy dose of scientific debate. But here's where the story takes another turn. The journey of Columbus's remains. It's a whole other chapter in this saga. And it kind of mirrors the complexities of the man himself. Think about it. He dies in Spain, 1506. But that's not the end of his travels. Mm-hmm. Not even close. His remains, they're shipped to Hispaniola, present-day Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. Then they're moved again, this time to Cuba. And finally, in 1898, they return to Spain, after Spain loses Cuba. It's like this posthumous odyssey, reflecting those shifting tides of power, colonization, all of it.
It really does underscore how deeply intertwined everything is, doesn't it? History, exploration, power dynamics, even centuries later.
This isn't just a story about bones. We're talking about cultural artifacts caught in this crossfire of changing historical narratives. Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, this whole idea of Columbus potentially being Sephardic Jewish, it adds another layer to Spain's expulsion of the Jews in 1492. We're talking about a mass exodus, a community being forced from their homes after generations of calling Spain their own.
And the Sephardic Jews, they weren't just any community. They had a rich history in Spain, centuries, integral to the country's intellectual life, cultural, economic fabric. To be told you're no longer welcome here after generations, it's almost unimaginable.
It's a dark chapter in history.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it unfolds in the same year Columbus set sail raises so many questions. Were these events connected in ways we haven't even considered? Did Columbus know about the expulsion? Did it influence his motivations, his desire to seek out new lands?
It's fascinating to think about, isn't it? These are questions we may never be able to answer definitively, But it's these unanswered questions that drive historical inquiry.
It's like Laurenti and his team have opened this Pandora's box of historical what-ifs, and I have to admit, I'm hooked.
As we all are, it's a good reminder that history, it isn't static. It's a living, breathing narrative, constantly being re-examined, reinterpreted in light of new discoveries, new perspectives.
And in this case, those new perspectives are coming from a surprising place, DNA analysis.
Which brings us back to the importance of scientific rigor. As fascinating as the documentary's findings are, we can't forget they haven't been through the full weight of scientific scrutiny yet. We still need peer review, that back and forth within the scientific community, to determine just how valid this DNA evidence really is.
Right. It's a crucial reminder that science, it thrives on skepticism, on debate, the pursuit of truth through evidence-based inquiry. And with that, we're going to take a quick pause. When we come back, we'll dive even deeper into the ramifications of Laurenti's research, what it means for our understanding of Columbus, exploration, and the very nature of historical inquiry itself. Don't go anywhere. And we're back, diving deeper into the mysteries surrounding Christopher Columbus. It's just incredible how one DNA study can make you question everything. I mean, we've all seen the paintings, right? Stern-looking guy, the fancy hat. But now I can't help but picture him with this whole other backstory, this hidden heritage. Adds a whole other layer, don't you think?
It really does make you think about how history gets told, doesn't it? Often just from one perspective. Mm-hmm. And the voices, the experiences of marginalized groups, they get lost, overlooked.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if Columbus did have these Sephardic Jewish roots, it just adds another layer of tragedy to Spain's expulsion edict. Imagine being forced from your homeland, right? Only to have potentially someone with a similar background arriving on your shores generations later. It's hard to wrap your head around.
Speaks to those complexities of history, doesn't it? Those recurring patterns, persecution, displacement, echoing across generations, often in the most surprising ways.
And we can't forget about the impact of Columbus's voyages on the indigenous populations of the Americas.
Right, absolutely. A turning point, no doubt. But it came at a cost, built on the displacement, the suffering of countless indigenous peoples.
It's a part of history that's easy to gloss over, I think.
Yeah.
Especially when we just focus on the exploration, the discovery.
Yeah.
But you can't talk about Columbus without acknowledging the consequences. Colonization, exploitation, the cultural disruption, all of it.
Legacies that are still with us today, shaping how we think about indigenous rights, cultural identity, the lasting impacts of colonialism.
So we're left with this complicated legacy, right? These tangled threads of exploration, power, cultural identity. Even if this DNA research never actually definitively proves Columbus's Sephardic Jewish ancestry, it's done something important. It sparked a conversation, challenged what we thought we knew, encouraged us to dig a little deeper.
It reminds us that history isn't static, fixed. It's an ongoing process. Inquiry, interpretation, reevaluation, new discoveries, like this DNA evidence, they have the power to change everything, how we understand the past, and by extension, how we see the present.
And that's what I find so fascinating about all this. It's like we're peeling back the layers of a historical onion. Each layer reveals something new, prompts more questions, reminds us that even these iconic figures like Columbus, they're shrouded in mystery. There's always more to uncover.
It is a humbling thought, isn't it? Even the most well-known stories, the most familiar chapters in history, they can still hold surprises, challenge our understanding.
Makes you wonder, what other historical figures might have hidden stories? What other DNA surprises are out there, just waiting to rewrite the history books? It's exciting. And a little daunting, too, don't you think?
It's a good reminder that there's always more to learn, more to discover, and more to question. That's what makes history so fascinating.
It's remarkable, isn't it, how much one DNA study has, well, unearthed. We started with this question about Columbus's origins, where he was really from, and suddenly we're talking about cultural identity, scientific discovery, the very way we think about history.
It's a good reminder. History is a conversation, always evolving, always questioning, reinterpreting, integrating new information as it comes to light.
And what's so interesting about this whole Columbus story is it makes you see him, well, differently. We all have those images in our heads, right?
Right.
But now it's like we're seeing him with fresh eyes, questioning everything.
It just goes to show how important it is to keep an open mind. Even about figures, events, things we think we understand, there's always something more to learn, something to uncover. And often those discoveries, they challenge us, make us rethink what we thought we knew.
So where do we go from here? Even if this DNA research doesn't definitively prove, and that's a big if, that Columbus was Sephardic Jewish, it's opened up a Pandora's box. of questions, of possibilities.
And that's what's so exciting about history. It's not about finding easy answers, confirming what we already think. It's about living with the ambiguity, wrestling with those uncomfortable truths, and accepting that our understanding of the past, well, it's always evolving.
It's not just dates and names in a textbook.
Right.
It's about people, their stories, the impact of their choices and actions, even centuries later.
And that's why this kind of historical inquiry matters. It's not just about the past. It's about understanding who we are now and maybe even who we might become.
If there's one thing we've learned from this deep dive, it's that curiosity is everything. There's always more to discover, always more to understand, and sometimes the most unexpected discoveries lead to the most profound insights. So to everyone listening, keep asking questions, keep exploring, and who knows what other historical mysteries we'll unravel together. Until next time.